This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Greta, you mentioned just before that beautiful track something about your face, which is your favourite topic or you enjoy talking about, but the spoon, what the?
Okay, so I have a really confused version of vanity because it only extends so far. So, for example, I started going grey when I was 24 and never dyed it because I don't care, but I still would consider myself a vain person. Mm. I'm just lazy. So the vanity sort of only...
When suits.
It gets me so far. So I do look after my skin. I try to eat well. I try to sleep a lot. And I, when I can afford it, and sometimes you can't always, I try to buy quality things to put on my face. I don't use too much stuff. I'm not silly. I just keep it simple, but I do look after my skin. And something that I discovered years ago was a type of yoga called face yoga.
Huh?
Yeah, and I saw this really wonderful video on the internet about it, and this woman who also practices traditional yoga, she must have been in her maybe late 50s. Mm. She looked fantastic, and it got me thinking, oh, wow, she does face yoga. Maybe this is something I should start to get into. Now, adjacent to face yoga is face massages, and something that's been cropping up a lot on the internet lately, maybe more so last year than this year, is a type of tool. So you know how people have like curlers that they use to help their eyelashes be curlier? Yeah. There's all sorts of stuff, yes. You know.
Or those things that you massage your back with that look like a...
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they have these for your face and they come in different materials. There's often they're jade and you roll them over your face and it massages your face and plumps up the skin and gets the blood flowing. And there is sort of science behind this stuff, makes your skin look a little bit bigger, bouncier and more youthful. Mm. Now, there's one particular one of these tools that's quite expensive that I've had my eye on, but because I'm a freelancer, I can't be running around buying expensive, ridiculous face tools on a whim when I should be saving for rent and saving for the future.
Does it take batteries or plug-in? No, I'm not being grubby.
No, it's very much like, just a... It's literally two balls on a rod that you roll over your face to kind of warm it up. Anyway, Ando, hear me out. I thought, bugger this. I reckon I can make something at home. And it dawned on me that I could rub my face with spoons.
Oh.
So for the last few days, I've been getting spoons out of the drawer, putting them in the freezer and rubbing them over my face when I do my face oil in the morning and at night.
Wow.
It's the nicest sensation.
I'm sure it is. You know, while you've been telling me this story, I was Googling because I was so interested in what you had to say, and I've discovered that there's this face muscle chart that you can actually measure whether you're getting improvement or not.
I'm going to text you this face yoga video. It's still out there. It's on the website called Into the Gloss. I want you to all try this. It's really hard work what she makes you do, but it really warms up your face. And it kind of energizes your whole body. I'm telling you, Ando, beauty doesn't need to be expensive. We've all got spoons. I'd say most of us have the internet. We're all going to be beautiful, thanks to me.
The next time I'm making myself a coffee in the Joy Kitchen, I'm going to look at those teaspoons, never the same.
I know. I hid them in the bathroom because I thought they needed better clean.
In the Joy bathroom?
No!
Was it you that put the fork there the other week? Oh, my God, I found it.
Oh, my God, I wish I was that cool. I wish I was the fork person.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.